On the outskirts of Rensselaer, Indiana, the fan rivalries stand out. The sign outside the County Market grocery reads, "Go Bears," but shoppers find mixed messages once they come inside.
In our meat department this week, we have some great Super Bowl party ideas. We have Chicago Bears chicken wings, chicken fries in our Big Five section, some Peyton Manning hot wings, and a 2-pound bag of 51 to 60.
Along with the subliminal football messages contained in the store's daily specials, County Market has its own Super Bowl t-shirt. At first glance, it appears to maintain a level of neutrality for a small town halfway between Indianapolis and Chicago. But the helmets on the front of the shirt share the dark blue shade of Colts jerseys, and the back reads, "A stampede is coming." This town of Rensselaer is rooted in Bears history. The Bears held training camp at St. Joseph's College here for nearly 30 years, ending in 1973. Because of that history, older residents tend to root for the Bears, whereas younger residents of Rensselaer and nearby towns tend to be Colts fans. They only know them as being from Indianapolis, rather than being transplanted from Baltimore in 1984. Many football fans in Rensselaer say they rooted for one team Sunday, but didn't mind so much if the other won. And the rivalry here does seem pretty good-natured. Todd Wilson runs Devin's Family Restaurant and roots for the Colts.
We have a lot of Bears fans, so we just couldn't single one out, being right here in the middle. And if you notice, the dining room's split in half, so we're calling that the division point between the Bears and the Colts.
Down the street, Wilson's brother-in-law, Chris Kosary, runs another restaurant, but he's a Bears fan. Both restaurant owners sold raffle tickets last week. The winner got to dump chocolate sauce and other ice cream toppings on the restaurant owner of the losing team.
Who wouldn't like just to take out your frustrations if you happen to be a Bears fan and the Bears lost, or a Colts fan and the Colts lost? Just to dump chocolate on somebody and have a good time. It'd make you feel better, at least inside.
Oh, if we, no, okay, seriously, if we'd have had a chance to get tickets, and we'd have got tickets,
would you have sold them on the internet, or would you have gone?
I'd have gone.
I wouldn't sell.
12 miles south in Remington, loyalties are equally divided. It's near closing time at Millie's Tavern. Danny and Millie Matthew and Ron and Sue Robinson are all Colts season ticket holders. They're each having a nightcap.
We were all Bears fans
growing up
until the Colts came to Indianapolis, and then, you know, the Bears quit playing football, and the Colts got a little better. So, and it's so much easier to go to Indianapolis than it is to Chicago.
The four are also enjoying a cake frosted with the Colts team colors, served up where the owner, Tony Mills, is a Bears fan.
Whatever people say to me just goes off my shoulders because, you know, we're there.
The rivalry and ribbing in this northwest corner of Indiana has been so friendly that, in a way, fans say they were almost sorry to see Super Bowl Sunday arrive. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.